So then you asked yourselves, isn't there something more to life?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, well, let me clue you in on something. There isn't.
She said looks aren't that important to her?
Dear Hazy B.
My God, I got a couple of words for you. You better get your act together.
You guys know the deal. You've got to put your thinking caps on, and we have to help people. It's what we do on Fridays. And AZ, I'm going to lead on you for this first one because it's been discussed throughout the show. Dear Hazy B, I have a buddy who insists he's a 6 handicap, had a very tough season so far, has not yet played to his handicap. He has lost every money match we have played and is now costing me money every time we tee it up. Do we tell him he's a 15 or do I find a new partner?
Well, if you want to start making money at any point, you have to do one of those two things.
Yeah.
This guy's killing you, man. We've already established this. If you have a vanity cap and you're playing for money and you're playing against other players who have their cap dialed in, which means simply they put in the actual number that they play at, you are going to lose. You'll get some wins.
It's dicey, though, when friendship comes into play.
But not when it's something like this. Because, listen, if you're not a 6, you're not a 6. If you're not a 10,
know.
You're not a 10. Like, it just, you're not, man.
You
I'm
get to a certain
a
age, you
golfer.
Are what you are. You
right.
are what you are.
Exactly. Like, it's you are what you are. And if you're playing for money and if you're playing in a team game and you've got an anchor who's got a vanity cap or their cap's out of whack or whatever, you got to either be honest with them and say your cap's completely out of whack and you got to start putting in the real numbers and you got to start rolling pots and you got to actually get this thing dialed in properly, or you got to gas them and find someone else. And I'm leaning towards the latter because this guy sounds stubborn, and if
and
he's willing
never
to continue
gonna
to lose, it's never going to change. It's never going to change. Because we've all seen that. Where even though it just keeps losing, it's always, I can't believe it. I swear I shot a 74 last week. No, you didn't.
With
and
who?
It's not going to change.
They're lying about
with
it?
With who, exactly.
Noodles,
who
I've left that? This one for your expertise because
right,
it's kind of, it's non-golf and it's right down Main Street for you.
Yeah,
dear Hazy B / Noodles, my buddy's B-day tomorrow and the boys are golfing in the AM and then peeling to Guelph, not really sure what the hidden meaning behind that is, to bet the horses and have a night on the town. One of the guys shockingly revealed that his girlfriend would be joining along with two of her married friends. Group chat is getting ugly. Noodles, thoughts?
Yeah. Well, you got to be respectful, but you tell your buddy is it girlfriend or wife that he's bringing? Like, put it up there again.
Girlfriend,
like girlfriend.
The girlfriend
would be
and her
joining
friends.
Along with two of her married friends.
Just uninvite that guy. Like, you'd be like, that guy can't
Noodles,
come.
How do you go? How do you send that text? Tell
In
me.
In the group chat, be like, guy, like, seriously, you're jamming everyone up. Everyone just wants to go and enjoy. If it's a boys' trip on a birthday party, like, it's, then why is the girlfriend even considering coming with her friends? Like, that's the thing. Like, I don't
Here's
know why.
Here's what you do. You tell the guy, if his name's Jerry, you say, Jerry,
yeah.
You're now going to Boston Pizza with those people. Thank
yeah, exactly.
You very much.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you tell, you uninvite him. If he wants to go out, he can go out with his girlfriend and her two friends. But you're not dragging them into the group with the guys. Like, you
Hazy
just can't
B?
Do that.
There,
it's selfish.
There had to be a communication breakdown here because we all have significant others. But there has to be because if it's established, this is the boys are getting together, right?
Right.
Just like
right.
If it's established, let's use the opposite sex. The girls are getting together.
Dude, right. How many do, like, let me just say this. How many times is there a girl night, a girls night, and one of the girls sends into the group text, by the way, Gary's coming, ladies, any thoughts?
Yeah.
There would be a war.
I would.
By the way,
Gary
with his Monarch Nikes and his mustache is coming to girls' night for martinis.
Right, and he wants
to. Never
has
that ever happened ever.
See, and he's going to bring two of his buddies from his baseball team. That's basically what it is. It's asinine, and that girlfriend should be ashamed. because she should go have a good time. We'll see you another night.
But that's like, what that's I'm saying. Like we, that's what there's got to be a communication breakdown. I refuse to believe that whether it's a man, woman, whatever, you're in a situation where you're thinking, I'm going out with all my friends. We're going on a boys trip. Oh, wait a minute. You know what? Actually, I'm going to bring, you know, my significant other, and she's going to bring friends. And again, you could reverse this. Girls trip, right. Actually, I'm going to bring my boyfriend, and he's going to bring a couple of guys, and they're going to talk about mowing the lawn, you know, or whatever it is. I refuse to believe that you could drop the ball to that extent. If it's been established, this is what we're doing, and this is the way the night's going to play out. And you're right. I mean, ultimately, it's just got to be – you got to be blunt. You got to be blunt.
Just flat out say, like, I'm sorry.
If the plans are in and this is the way it's going, then that's the way it's going.
Gary, you're going
I think
with
there's guys that are greasy, though, and they know this idea is running through their head, and they're getting pressured by their girlfriend or wife, and it's just a bomb right at the last second saying, oh, by the way, Cheryl's coming. And her two, it's just outrageous.
I don't know what you what.
I had a crazy one. I organized a bachelor party for a buddy, and we were going houseboating. And then at the last second, he informed everyone that his fiance is going on a houseboat too, and we should connect with them. I pivoted. We docked the houseboat and took a cab.
You can't have a bachelor party and a bachelorette.
That's what I'm saying. Like these types of things. Like you don't. Yeah. You don't do these things. You, like, if it's a couple's night and all that, or it's open to everyone, go. But if
or
it's
just
a boys'
party
night
or whatever,
party,
of course.
It fires me.
Communication
up.
Breakdown. It exactly. has to.
Throw your man card in the ocean like Maverick when he threw Goose's chains. Like, you're done. Like, just. Anyway, dear Hazy B, in town visiting my parents to celebrate their anniversary, taking them out for dinner tonight, but want to tee it up tomorrow with my buddies. Is it cool or okay to leave my kid with them for 5 hours and possibly the night so I can go have fun? Or do I be a good son and stay?
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, that's I think it's doable because you're doing the dinner tonight, right? Like if you're...
It's all depends. This is all depending on one thing. What is the relationship with the grandparents and the kid? If the kid's no stress and the parents have no problem with it, then go ahead.
Yeah,
if the kid's a nightmare and he stresses your parents out and they can't stand the nonsense, you cannot do it. You can't even tee it up.
It's not even, I think you start with where, your parents are at and how open they are to the idea, right? Because if it's not an option, then we're wasting our time here. They might be like, sorry, man, I'm out of here. Like, love you. Love you, grandson or whatever, but we're out of here. If the door is open, then you know, if everything's all good and they want to spend time and they're cool with it, absolutely. No problem. And listen, you're taking care of everything tonight on the anniversary side of things.
Yeah, the grandparents are probably like, go, we got the kids, you go, then it's not a problem. But if it's dicey, I think if the relationship's not there and you're just, you know, for lack of better words, just kind of dumping the kids on them, then that's
that may not work out so well. No, you got to know where you're at.
Noodles, this particular one I find is well suited for your line of work, okay?
Okay, yep.
Dear Hazy B, I'm going camping with buddies and I know it's going to be a goon show. Yep. I'm not a big fan of sleeping in a tent but want to be a part of the festivities. There is a Motel 6 down the street. Do I come clean and book the hotel or battle it out in the wilderness and the tent?
I think you book the hotel, you tell the boys, but if you end up getting gooned, you pass out in a tent. I just think you need running water and a toilet where you don't need to be taking a dump in the woods in front of everyone. You need
there's
a
little, there's an area, isn't there like a square little bathroom area with showers?
Generally,
and stuff?
If it's like a designated camping site. Now, are we talking hardcore where you're like jumping on a canoe and you're going deep into Algonquin or something, that's a different story.
I think I think the fact that you're going and they know you don't like the outdoors, you're already committing and making an effort. So what do they care if you go down the road and sleep? And
especially
sleep
if they've had 35
back?
Ryan Cokes, like they're not going to care.
Also, if this is your buddies, what would I care about how they feel about where I'm staying? Well, you're going to not be friends anymore? Like, Hayes, you're out. You didn't stay in the tent. What are we, 5 years old? Like, no, I'm not doing it. Like, I'll come out and hang out, and I'll help get the tent up and all that. But the second I'm looking to shut the mill, that parachute is being deployed, and I'm gone. Motel yeah. 6, yeah. whatever. I don't care what it is. It could be a Four Seasons.
Anyway, Jack yeah. Ducharme, I'm going to throw in one little tidbit. One thing you cannot do, and this is what happens when people put themselves in this situation, don't be getting all gooned up by the fire pit and then get in your car and go to the Motel 6. You're either walking mister or that's it.
Yeah,
we are all about safety first on this program.
Of course, that goes without saying. Yes,
that goes without saying, but I'm just saying if you've got an option, go.
Yeah.
Yes.
This might apply to you a little bit, Hazy. We'll see how it plays out. My wife has never seen me play hockey. She saw photos from my junior days and wanted to see me play. I haven't been on the ice in 10 years. I joined a beer league and invited her to a 10 p.m. game. She said everyone sucked, including me. Do I get my game back in shape and send a second invite?
Well, Jordan, I hate to be the one that has to bring the bad news to you, but the segment is called Dear Hazy B, and I have an obligation. Your game is never coming back. Yeah. Ever. You're going to suck the rest of your life.
Dude, right? What about a Rocky-type situation?
No,
like,
not possible. Not possible. No. I can speak from my own experience. I was a good player. I played junior. If I got on the ice right now, I would suck. And I'm not going to be a great hockey player in a year if I start skating more, if I start stick handling more. Life, you got a life. You know, yeah. It's not going to happen, man. You're not going to find your junior status ever again. It's gone. Past you. You just got to bite the bullet. You suck now. And the boys suck.
Wow.
And she's being honest. No, it's the truth. It's the truth.
There's
you get
no
way
to find
to
that
out.
To be harsh.
You're
it's
never
true,
getting your game
though.
Back.
You're never going to be a player again. You're not a player.
You're
not a
hockey
player anymore.
You're a beer league player. So am I. I'm with you.
I think that's a great point by Hazy.
You gotta
great
be
advice.
Honest with yourself. Though, like
truth.
Her analysis is probably spot on.
That's a good point, Brian.
Thank you.
Yeah, but what this guy wants to kind of he wants to flex a little bit for the misses. What's his play?
There's no play. Oh, the play was keep her away and then lie to her and say you were great. That was the play. But now that she's placed eyes on you, chopping it up, it's over. It's over, man. Like she's placed eyes on you, absolutely bending your ankles all over the ice, probably chopping that puck into a square.
She might not like him as much anymore. Like she might go like that guy's. I thought this guy was an athlete, and
especially if like bad gear, like he's got a neck guard on, or you know, like she might look at him and honestly say, "Dude, you're a loser." And I can't handle this anymore.
I mean, I guess he would have to wear a full cage and stuff.
Wow.
There, no?
It's the truth.
Do you have to wear a full cage and stuff? I don't know.
I don't know what the rules are, actually. I haven't played beer league in a long time. So I'm not sure. I would guess when I played, you didn't have to, but those might be the rules now.
Yeah. Well,
hey, listen, sometimes you got to be harsh. Dear Abby isn't always giving people 5-star reviews.
Just being honest. That's
I'm just being honest with you, Jordan. Like, I'm not saying don't go and play. Keep playing, but you ain't finding the A stuff ever again.
Hey, dear Abby's very blunt. Sometimes she says you got to gas the piss tank and you got to move on with your life.
That's right. All right. Anyway, that was good. I think we hit on all the important items that we're supposed to hit on.